Thousands of people across the Bay Area and Northern California are without power today as high winds force PG&E to shut services to prevent more wildfires. KALW's Lisa Ramreka reports.
More than 360,000 homes across 36 counties and 17 tribal lands are affected by the outages that began last night when gusts of over 70 miles per hour were recorded around the Bay Area. This latest power shutoff is PG&E's last resort response to preventing its equipment from malfunctioning and starting fires. It's a challenge for people working from home and students schooling online, and also for disabled and older people who rely on power for essential medical devices. PG&E spokesman Aaron Johnson says the utility is trying to find ways to make this situation less difficult.
We know many customers have experienced several shutoffs already this year. This event is by far the largest that we've experienced this year, the most extreme weather. And so we have been searching for organizations to partner with to really help these events more manageable.
PG&E has set up 106 community resource centres that allow people to charge devices and access Wi-Fi. These disability-friendly centres are open from 8 in the morning until 10 at night. Information is available through their website. PG&E is also working with local food banks and hotels to provide free food and accommodation to those affected by the power cuts. Outages are expected to continue until tomorrow as PG&E inspects, repairs damage and restores power. In San Francisco, I am Lisa Ramreka for KALW News.